It's all still a bit surreal, to be honest. It's amazing to think that I'm racing at a home Olympics in a few weeks' time, but at the same time, it's exciting. I can't wait to get in and race, to be honest.
Well, it was quite a dramatic selection process, wasn't it? You, despite winning the race in Sheffield at the Nationals, you missed that qualifying time by 0.1 of a second.
I was gutted, but in my head, I already thought, I was making plans saying, OK, so you miss it this time, just come back bigger, stronger, faster next time.
How did the news get given to you?
My coach, John Rudd, came to my hotel room and said he just got the call saying that I was on. And yeah, there's a lot of swear words. And yeah, we hugged and it was all, like, from that point onwards, it's been a bit surreal, to be honest.
So have you managed to let your mind wander yet, to imagine being on the podium and seeing the Union Jack raised and the national anthem playing?
Yeah, I think everyone's does, to be honest. Everyone that swims or everyone that does sport always thinks about being on the podium at an Olympics. But you don't let yourself get carried away. You just set myself targets and hopefully achieve those targets.
Now, we've talked a little bit about getting bigger, getting stronger, training harder. Can you explain a typical training day, or maybe just run us through what you did this morning?
I did an hour and a half in the pool, and then I got out of the pool and I went into the gym and did about an hour of circuits, which was just really nasty exercises for an hour, basically. Constant working out, a lot of sweat flying about. It's not rare at all that people get out of sessions and they throw up. That's sort of the extremes we push our bodies to. Some people think it's crazy, but we love it.
And how much do you have to eat to maintain muscle mass then with the training you're doing?
Oh, a lot. My mum used to always complain when I lived at home, but now I'm living by myself. She said the food bill's gone down about £60 per week, so yeah.
Also, swimming slightly different to other sports, you've got to take care of your body in another way. Shaving. Mm. Now, how much of a pain is that to do, and how long does it take you?
For a lad, a very big pain. We shave down only for the big meets, which is two or three times a year. But yeah, it is for those 3 months of the year that you're walking around with shaven legs. It would take us about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do a full body shave, yeah, in the showers together.
How do you think you making the games, the Plymouth guy, and the Life Centre just appearing as it has done the last year or so, what impact do you think that'll have for the future of Plymouth swimming?
Massive, not just for swimming, but for sport in general. You've got the diving, you've got the indoor sports halls, you've got the gym. It is an all-around facility that we can use for elite performance as well as casual, like people coming in just for a swimming session. And I think what we have the chance to do right now is raise the participation in swimming or in sport in Devon, because we've got this world-class facility and it's one of the best pools I've been to. What I'd say to people out there is just get involved and come and have a go, because you might enjoy it.
Have you got any superstitions? Do you have like a favourite pair of Speedos you always wear, or do you have certain routines you always go through before a race?
But I'd say before my race, I always try and draw the curtains down each side of my lane, so I cut off everything that everyone else is doing and focus on my own race, because I always think to myself, at the end of the day, I can only affect what my race, I can't affect what the guy next to me is doing.
If you weren't a swimmer, what would you be doing?
I had a choice between swimming and athletics when I was younger, and I chose swimming. So I guess I'd be running.
So you'd be having to take on Usain Bolt instead?
Yeah, which wouldn't be a problem. I'd look forward to it.